Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Alexis Fink and Emily Hudson.
Welcome. I'm Alexis Fink.
And I'm Emily Hudson.
And welcome to Intel on AI. Today, we're privileged to have as our guest Dr. David Ellison, who is the Senior Artificial Intelligence Data Scientist in the High Performance Business Unit at Lenovo. David, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing at Lenovo these days?
Okay. We're doing some exciting things here at Lenovo. We have a couple of innovation centers that I'm involved with. We meet with clients and try to tackle some of their large artificial intelligence problems, whether they're just getting started in AI and they need a proof of concept or whether they're a little bit more mature. We help them figure out what models could work for them and what proof of concepts could work out for them and their team and deliver this value. We do this in a lot of different industries, so it's really exciting and varied, whether it's finance or manufacturing or healthcare or oil and gas. We have a lot of different verticals, so I'm excited to be here.
I understand you've been working on a project, LECO project, which is designed to simplify HPC and AI model development. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
The purpose behind LECO is to help simplify model training and model deployment for artificial intelligence. There's a concept out there, it seems to be standard practice right now, that you kind of have one data scientist, they get a big machine with lots of power behind it, and it's one data scientist, one machine. And that's not really a scalable architecture. Not scalable, not good for sharing or productionizing code, and certainly not good for total cost of ownership or utilization. So the concept behind LECO is to take these deep learning models and move them into the cluster, where you can share resources, where multiple data scientists can be working all at the same time on your deep learning models. There's a lot of features involved in that, but we're very excited about the ability to enable some of these deep learning models for businesses.
What kinds of benefits or advantages do you get from sharing a resource into this cluster rather than having your own private little universe sitting there next to your desk?
As I talked about, total cost of ownership of the infrastructure. But there's also an enablement for reuse of code, reuse of data, reuse of environments. LECO is built on a containerized system. You're familiar with Singularity or Docker. We're on top of Singularity, which is specifically for HPC clusters. So now you can use a cluster that perhaps was dedicated for HPC use, and you can expand it and use the same cluster with the same setup to start solving your artificial intelligence problems so that, again, you don't have to buy a whole new cluster. Now, that's the advantage for the IT department. The advantages for the data scientists are they're allowed to share infrastructure and share workflows. Within LECO, they provide a number of workflow templates that take you all the way from the beginning to the end of the process. Again, you can import data. Say you have some image data. Let's say we have an image classification problem. You're trying to identify defects on a manufacturing line. You can import your data into LECO. It will show which model, proportion of your data that you have by class, and then classify it. So now you can share that resource among the other data scientists. Then after that, you can go through and design your model. Again, these models can be shared or they can be kept private. But they can be shared among the different data scientists. You can see what your colleagues are doing. You can do easier collaboration. Then you run the model and you have the jobs. So now you have a recording of which jobs you've run. This is a problem that I've certainly run into. Data scientists that are always iterating through different models, kind of hard to track what you've actually done. And what LECO does is it automatically tracks your jobs and tells you if they were successful, and if there's something that you can use or if they're a failed experiment. Additionally, in real time, especially if you're using Intel Cafe or TensorFlow, you can look at the results of your processing in real time, whether that be looking at the loss function. You know, if you're a data scientist, you're looking at, say, how much your model is improving. That's called loss. You can see that in real time. You can see how many images are being processed in real time. So it provides a lot of different benefits. And there's also different benefits for the administrators also.
Well, I think data scientists will be very appreciative of any sort of tool that helps them do more data science. So I want to talk quickly about some use cases that have been enabled by Leeco. What are people using it for already?
One that we have demonstrated in our innovation center is visual inspection. This is a simple model developed in partner with Mark III Systems, where essentially you have a conveyor belt and you're looking at cans and identifying if there's a visual through use of a camera, if there's any defects, whether the can is bent or whether the label is wrong. And as they go down the assembly line, it localizes the image and classifies it based on the percentage chance that there's a problem with the can. Later in the production system, you would be able to then automatically sort out those cans or what you found defective for perhaps human inspection. A camera can work 24 hours where a person cannot. We also worked with a car racing company. What they were doing was there's a bunch of cars running around a track, and you need to identify which is your car versus all the other cars in real time as the race is happening. And the reason why you want to do that is if, say, there's some damage or there's changing track conditions, you want to see if your car is creating more drag or needs to be pulled into the pit. So what they were doing initially was just manually going through these images in real time during a race. We developed an algorithm using Leeco that was able to identify which cars were there so they could see quicker if their car needed to be brought into the pit or they should go another loop around the track. So those are a few that we've been looking at with Leeco.
Those are very interesting, very practical, and very different examples. One of the things that's so exciting about the opportunities to do artificial intelligence and the opportunities to democratize this and bring this to larger audiences is the chance to do some good in the world. So I'd love you to talk about some opportunities you've had either with agriculture or with health to really make a positive difference using this platform.
Yes, we have been working with North Carolina State University, Dr. Vatsvani, and let's put this in context, right? The human population is growing quickly. It's estimated in the next 10 years that the food production will need to double in order to sustain the population. And right now, what people do is use lots of watering and lots of intuition as to what they can grow and what are efficient ways to grow things, not only which crops are, but how much water they're going to use. So what this deep learning algorithm with North Carolina State University is doing is taking satellite images of the crop fields and help identifying which ones are becoming more arid, which ones need more watering, and help farmers predict what they need to do and to optimize there to grow the right crops to help sustain the population as we continue to grow. Some of these projects are a little bit earlier where we're just developing the models. So we look forward to working with various agricultural organizations and with farmers to roll out the use of it. But we're not quite there yet. Those productionized systems take a bit to set up.
They do, although as I understand, between the graphical user interface and some of the pre-trained models, you've got several of the pieces for that puzzle already in place.
Absolutely. There's a lot of value to be getting out of machine learning and AI algorithms. And a lot of it has to do with not just selecting the right algorithm, but infrastructure bottlenecks. When you run the model successfully, you've also got to store the associated data with that model because it's not like versioning code. The code is tied to the data. So when you're running a model, if you're updating the model and the data continuously, you've got to have those historical data stores. So this type of retraining and this type of infrastructure setup is very important. A lot of big companies are developing these in-house, but it is very time-consuming, and only the big players can play in that field. By using the software, companies that are not one of the big tech companies would be able to start getting involved, start testing their models, start getting some of these best practices in place, and hopefully not have to reinvent the wheel. Essentially, we're like lowering the activation energy, where you don't have to hire as many data scientists, you don't have to hire as many people. And then when the people you do hire, you can use them much more effectively.
At Intel, we're all about the democratization of AI, and it sounds like the Leeco tool is one wonderful way to make that happen for companies and organizations of all sizes.
Absolutely. We have that running in our innovation center where it was funded partly by Intel and all our models. We're running a lot of them on Xeon Gold 6148s and 8147s, dual platinum CPUs in some of our systems. We have both the SD530s that we're running on and the SR670. So we appreciate all that Intel's doing to help us and to help to spread the AI and also the optimizations that they've built into a lot of the AI frameworks to help them run faster. So very excited about what Intel's doing and how we're able to partner with Intel.
That's wonderful. We also understand that Lenovo is a member of our AI Builders Program. Can you talk a little bit about that and how it's helping you work with Intel to make these incredible AI advances possible?
Intel's doing a great job in optimizing what code is out there, making things run faster. In order to use those advantages, we need to be part of this AI Builders Program to help teach us and our other data scientists here how to really leverage the Intel architecture effectively, whether it be the Intel optimization for TensorFlow, whether it be the Intel optimization for Cafe, whether it be a lot of the other instruction sets that enable deep learning to run faster on a CPU. All of this is important, and all this instruction is important. I feel like I'm downloading at least every week some white paper from Intel about the optimizations they're putting in, about the best known practices for building deep learning models. When you're training these models, you don't want to be sitting for a week waiting for them to come back. You want them to happen fast so you can iterate quickly. And as members of the AI Builder Program, we're learning how to do that. We're learning from Intel. We're able to leverage those resources. When I'm downloading these white papers, sometimes they even come with code folders where this is the exact code that they ran on Coursera for the optimizations that are available.
Thank you so much for mentioning the optimizations. I think that Lenovo and Intel both have in common as companies that have been really successfully pivoting from being hardware companies to more AI solutions focused. And so it's great to hear that we are helping you in that journey.
Absolutely.
Where can people go to get more information about LECO or about Lenovo's efforts in support of AI?
Sure. Lenovo.com/AI, and that will send you to our data center group. The other best way to do it is if you're in a large company that has inside sales, you have a Lenovo representative, reach out to them and they can get you in touch with the Innovation Center. Say you have some AI use cases that you want to explore, you're not quite sure where to get started, please reach out to us and come to our Innovation Center and we'll help you get started or help you advance your already mature process.
This has been a really interesting conversation. I thank you for your time and looking forward to seeing more coming out of LECO and all of these fantastic use cases as we together move forward towards democratizing data. Until next time, this is Alexis Fink.
And I'm Emily Hudson.
And this is Intel on AI.